Good morning, Michelle. Then, nude women on my screen. You can see that in my glasses. Fuck. Yeah. Well, I use tissue near the computer? No. Yes, I use it to wipe things clean. Because I bought a big pack of them. Like that. For use in the car so I can wipe shit down, like food and windscreens and stuff like that when I'm doing stuff. And one of the things is sort of, I've been accused of being a bit of a hoarder, you know. Me? Never. Deny, deny, deny. But I call myself prepared and easily distracted, you know. And one of the things is I'm always open to a bit of education and a bit of sort of, I don't like, when you're sort of, I like to know how to do things so that you can do things rather than going, oh no, I'm stuck, you know. And so I tend to sort of, throw a little bit of money towards things that are useful. So I'm not stuck, you know. And things that make a sort of a painful job into something a little bit easier, you know, faster, you know, rather than manually tightening up, say, 100 screws. I can just get a little thing. Like this. This is I don't know, $25, $30, and it's not really much of a it's not really much of a fucking drill, you know, as in like power and speed, but it is small, it is light, and for small holes, you know, it's all right. It's portable, you know, and I'm not sort of against the sort of issue of cordless drills. I just don't fucking like, I mean, I'm not against them, but I just don't have enough fucking use for them to justify spending up heaps on bloody cordless tools, you know. Anyway, so this was the really good cheapy, the cheapy sort of tools. You know, and so you can just drive in lots of drills, right? Or drive in lots of screws. And these are the things, just have autofocus on it. Yeah. See that? So there's that, and then there's ones like, oh, inside. See? Things like that, you know. And back my head for fucking contrast. There's things like that too, you know. So there's, every time, not every time, because you just sort of start to get enough, you think, I don't want it anymore. I'm going to have quite a time trying to wear out what I've already got. But, you know, for $5 or $10, you can pick up these little toolkit things. Now, this is not so fucking crash up, but it's just got a... I don't know whether I cut that myself. But anyway, yeah, I think that was one I modified. But that's just sort of... that's a plain screw that fits over a... yeah, it fits over a tamper-proof thing, you know. But anyway, I'd left this fucking fantastic knife out on the fucking ute tray. You know, it was left out there, folded up on the rail type thing. And, because I'd go out, unpack some stuff, you know, some shopping, go out, make a sandwich, unpack some shopping, go back inside, do all these other things, and maybe, you know, a while later, come back out, make another sandwich, you know. So I just left it there, but I forgot that I'd left it where I'd left it, you know. And what happens is... I've got a whole heap of it pays to be prepared to say, well, I don't have any of those, but they are sort of getting a little bit more and more common. And so I've picked up a couple of just cheap sets of the Torx, T-O-R-X, Torx, sort of key sets. They're sort of like that, you know, and then sort of along, you know. Or like that, and then along, you know, like a sort of Allen key sort of thing. And when it comes to these knives, all the fittings on them are really sort of... Where's the camera? All the fittings on them are actually Torx fucking screwdriver bits or driver type. See, they're all Torx, right? And what I found is that all the sort of standard run-of-the-mill fittings didn't... Nothing I had fitted this. Well, what happened is, yeah, this was just sitting on a part of the tray, and I went out last night doing some optical range finding. Yes, that's a lot worse than it sounds, you know. So what happened is I thought, oh, yeah, here's a truck stop. Yeah, I'll fucking just hang a Huey, you know, at an intersection. And what I heard was the sound of this sliding across the back of the tray and going clunk, 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 you know, because this, everything has different sort of noises, like, you know, like, you know, so I could tell exactly what it was and where it went by the sound it made, you know, as it slid across the fucking top of the tray and then went down near the fuel tank onto the fucking bitumen surface of the road as I went, you know, this really hard fucking U-turn. You know, it wasn't anything dramatic. It's just like, you know, it's a good hard U-turn because it's not fast, it's safe. And it's in a tight thing and just go and straight around really quickly. And So last night I went out, I got home and I drove home really carefully. I had a look around on the fucking ground with the torch and that. And this is what I'm sort of, this is what I bitch about constantly, is if you're going to have important things, try to get them in colours that are easy to see. You know, like, got a new cover for the phone, you know. Got a new cover for the phone, bright red. You know, rather than shit that if you drop it in, like, this is the middle of fucking nowhere. If you drop something on the ground at night, if it's like this, you're going to have a fucking hard time finding it. You know, like if it falls out or you're carrying some stuff and it's on top or whatever, you know, people aren't perfect all the fucking time, you know. It's like this torch. This is, you know, turn off. You know, if this was totally black, like on the end there, if this has dropped anywhere, it's going to be fucking hard to find. But by giving it a quick, cheap, fast coat of fucking silver paint, at least it makes it visible. You know, like this is easier to see, you know, in the dark, if it's dropped on the ground or whatever. Whereas this knife is not. But, and I had a look around with the torch and couldn't find it. Couldn't find it, absolutely, where it should have dropped out and maybe slid for a few feet, you know, a couple of feet, 2-3 feet at the most. Couldn't find it. And I thought, well, if I go out really early, just after sunrise, so there's plenty of light, I can retrace the route and look for it. So I did, and I found it exactly where I expected it to be, and it should have been, because it could have lodged in the frame of the car, or it could have lodged, you know, somewhere, you know. But this fell out on the ground, and it was exactly where it should have been. And I thought, well, if I go out really early in the morning, I'll go out before people start walking their fucking dogs and shit and find it, or somebody going past is sharp-eyed, goes, oh, fuck, what's that? Oh, knife, yeah, oh, I'll have that, you know. You know, because I'm tired of saying prayers that I say, well, I hope it's gone to someone who really appreciates it and looks after it, you know. Good luck with it, you know. And that's one of the benefits of fucking, you know, just, you know, you go into some supermarket or some hardware store and they've got little packets of things, you know, for sale, like $10, and there's a whole heap of fucking funny little driver bits, you know. And you see, I view life as being these, what's it called? You know, these talk shows, you know. That's from a fucking cat, bloody. That's where my fucking cat clawed me. And you know, it was on the pillow and it just puts its paws up on my face or whatever like that and just goes off to sleep, you know. And sort of, I moved and it slid down the pillow and the first thing it did is it went in with the claws, and so the claw was actually into the fucking meat. Big dribble of blood down. Pillow. And I thought, you know, that was just a sort of reaction to sort of sliding. It wasn't an intentional thing, you know. So anyway, yeah, so anyway, with this fucking talks screwdriver, nothing else I had fitted, and so, you know, I'd picked up one of these funny little kits with all these funny little bits in it, and you know, I didn't understand at the time, but I just thought it's probably sensible to have this, cause, you know, so you can unscrew like funny little components in computers and stuff and motherboards, you know, and because they're all now put on, there's a lot of stuff now made with Torx screws in it. And so with a tiny little handle that came with a tiny little kit, what had happened is this knife was laying on the ground and something had run over it, because there was a bit of a, there's a few sort of gravel grinding there's a few little gravel grinding fucking nicks and bits and pieces in it. Sort of there and around there and on that fucking spring, on the spring clip. And that end too, you know. See, that's from being run over. That was the thing I down. And what happened is the blade had pulled a bit loose in the bearings when it got run over, and that meant that that had stretched one of the screws, you know, because going over like that, when a car tire had gone over it, it had pressed that down, it had pulled on the nylon bearings or Teflon bearings or sleeves, and it had come a bit loose. And so what I found was that with that screw there, I actually looked up, you know, I actually found out a lot more about the Torx screws or drivers and screws, and I'll get a bigger one. So that's what they are. They're sort of like a bit like an Allen key, but they're like yeah. And so what I found is that the range, they're not measured in millimeters, like across the points or whatever. They're measured in their own sort of peculiar gauge sizes, which is something that really shits me about manufacturers who actually do that shit, you know. And, you know, they don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as in 1 millimeter, 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters. They're just sort of abstract sort of numbers for sizes that they make, you know. So what I found was that it might be this one. Yeah, I think it's that one. Yeah, so what I found was that so here's a little driver, and here's the screw, right? That's the Torx fitting, you know. So I was able to drop the one side that was loose, and that fixes that. You know, this is not for, you know, dismantling truck engines. Oh, it's probably a little bit tight. Yeah, that's it. Don't like fucking, maybe just a, that's better. And you can hear a bit of, yeah, that's nice. And it's also, see that the blade, hangs off to one side, so it rubs on the frame. So bit of straightening. Yeah, it's been bent. Because it rubs. Yeah, well, that'll do. One of the things. And the other thing is that these tiny little screws well, I found the right one before, but that's it. These tiny, they're Torx. In looking up all the tables of the specifications and sizes, what I was expecting in the Torx range was that the smallest that they would go. Yeah, that's a damaged one. But the smallest that they would go would be like, you know, say parts that would be like, say, 3 millimeters, and they actually make them. They actually make them very fucking tiny indeed. But that was a benefit of thinking, I'll never use all this really, 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 really tiny shit, you know. Never in a lifetime, but they could come in handy one day. And so by making that investment in a few little tools, I now know what is required to fix these damn things, to strip them and rebuild them. And the fact that some of the screws are a little bit defective, the heads and all this sort of shit, you know. So, yeah, I'm not stuck. That's the main thing. And, the blade in this because you can hear it. Because the blade's actually rubbing in. Yeah, that's one of the bits of damage there from the stones from getting run over. There's see that little flat spot there? Yeah, that's one of the. Yeah, so there's a little bit of damage from being run over. See the flat spot there? Yeah. Yeah, just there. It's a little flat spot. So, that's not too bad. I'd rather have, you know, a nitpickingly perfect fucking undamaged knife that is a like a highly precise mechanism and everything's perfectly aligned, but, you know, it's gone off. I forgot it was there. I drove a few Ks, you know, found a servo, you know, hung a U, thought, oh, it's the middle of the night, I'll get a coffee, you know. And now, so it's a little bit bent out of alignment, you know. You can sort of see that, you know, the gap. The blade runs off to one side. And so I would like to have that so it doesn't, you know, I think the blade is actually should have, I haven't measured it with a straight edge, but it's also could be that it's deformed in the frame and the fucking joint, you know. Which I could become neurotically obsessed with or just simply accept it that, you know, the amount of wear and tear on the side of the blade and the handle itself was, I could easily run, you know, 100,000 openings and closings and there'd be sort of fuck all wear and tear, you know. So, you know, if I open it and close it five times every 2 weeks, you know, 5 or 10 times every 2 weeks, you know, how long's that going to last for? So is it really, really worth obsessing about? Or is it, you know, just something, one of those things you let go and just say, oh, well, that's life, you know. And it's no big fucking deal. In one sense, it's a food knife to carry. It's a food knife to carry with me when I'm travelling so I can prepare meals on the road and stuff, you know. And I'm not against really good cooked meals, you know. Truck stops and stuff, fantastic. A lot of that stuff is really good. But, you know, I can do for, say, one whole day of, say, 3 good meals a day for about $10 versus really good food from a truck stop, say 3 good meals at say $25-$30. So that's like $90 a day, you know, $75-$90 a day. Or I can buy shit from McDonald's, which has fuck all in it and no nutritional value, and that's like $150 a day, you know, because there's nothing in it. There's no, it's not food. You know, two Big Macs. They've got fuck. What I did is after the what's it called? Supersize Me. They made, after McDonald's was, you know, really caught, pulled into line for fucking just selling just shit. They said, oh, we'll do all this corporate fucking jerk off shit, you know. You know, oh, food portions and calorie control and oh. But they're just selling shit but under a different fucking label, you know. And so what these fucking scumbags at McDonald's did, if you've got, say, if you got, say, a hamburger, 120 millimetres in diameter, 12 centimetres or 5 inches, you know, and you reduce that down to, say, 8.5 centimetres, a circle, the area of a circle, every time you double that diameter, the area of the circle goes up by 4. So if you reduce it by, from say, from 12 centimetres down to 8.5 centimetres, you've halved the surface area. You know what I mean? And if you make them a little bit less meat and a little bit less everything, and so the whole hamburger is like about sort of 2/3 the height of what it originally was, effectively you're selling a hamburger that is half the volume of material that it once was. But they're still selling them for fucking $14 in Australia. You know, you're buying half the hamburger for the same price. So, you know, fuck you, McDonald's, you know, like, fuck, cunts, you know. They're just scam artist fucking cunts. And, fuck, McDonald's are assholes. And, so you need twice the hamburgers two times as many hamburgers at the same price to make up for one, the sort of fill value of what an original Big Mac used to be. And so that's what, that's like nearly $30 for two piss weak fucking excuses for hamburgers. And so, you know, say you have normally, you know, many, many years ago, you could have two big Macs and a Coke and some fries and a thick shake or something. That would be like, say, $25. Now it's like $45 or something, you know. So 3 times 45 is 125. Fucking, just fucking garbage, you know. And, yeah. So, yeah, McDonald's is $175 or something. Fuck, $150. You know, an Apple turnover or fucking, you know, fucking this, that, the other, all this sort of, you know, it goes up really fast, you know. And so the reason why that knife is in existence is because it's a really good food preparation knife, and I can make sort of really good using Lebanese flatbread, you know. I can make these fucking huge salad rolls with lettuce and tomatoes and cucumber and pickles and carrot. You know, you slice them thin and slice them lengthways, you know what I mean? And meat and cheese and a little bit of yogurt and garlic and all this other sort of stuff and just pile it fucking in. And they're really nutritious. They've got a high nutritional loading. They've got lots of fresh vegetables and a bit of meat and other things, you know. And I'm making them for prices keep going up, but $3 to $5 each. And I can have two of those and go, fuck, you know, that's, you know, it's not the energy density, it's the nutritional density, you know. You know, so, you know how you get like, what's the word? Trying to draw a comparison. Say if you get, say, a kilo of cheese, well, that's one thing. That's cheese and that's the fat, you know, and water and stuff, you know, from the milk. But then you get the, that's like really energy dense, right? But if you consider all the grass that the cow has had to eat to keep itself going and to then make all the milk, that's a fucking lot of grass. So if you can, you sort of condense all that grass into sort of, say, grass juice or something, you know, and fiber, a little bit of fiber and stuff, that's high nutrition loading, whereas the cheese is high energy loading, you know, high energy density, and the other one is high nutritional density. So that's why making your own really good salad rolls, you know, a bit of hummus, that's good, you know. Fresh, just get garlic and chop it up into little chunks and spread it throughout, you know. A bit of yogurt, you know. You know, you can make really fucking good food. And that knife is a really, really, really good fucking food preparation knife for when you're traveling, you know. It's a fucking brilliant knife. So, now it's... Now it's been christened by a car tyre. Now it's been christened by a car tyre. I suppose it, you know, I would rather have kept it in an almost perfect fucking condition, but that's not how things work out. But I did find it again, so that was really good. So by going to the effort to, you know, fix up the loose screw and all this sort of stuff, and having to do some research on Torx fasteners, I found out that there's a whole range of fucking sizes down to really, really, really tiny stuff. And you've seen some of it, you know. And I wasn't aware of that. Or I was, but it's never, you know, there's so much to be sort of conscious of that if you sort of just look at something and go, oh, really? Wonder what's that for, you know. I wonder what that's for. You know, that never sort of sticks until you go, oh, fuck, now I know what it's for because I've had to go find it and then I've had to apply it and then, you know, tighten the screws up or whatever, you know. So, yeah. I learned a lot more about Torx fasteners, the size ranges, down to the very small stuff. And I've also repaired, well, if, you know, you use it a bit for a while, and vibrating and all sorts of things, if you've got a loose screw in there, it'll come out, you know what I mean, and then you lose it, and then you go, fuck, you know, I've got to make a special trip to a fastener shop to get fucking the bits for it, you know, get replacement screws and stuff, and, so there you go, people, thank you very much, and, I shall end this here.